This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said the following are mutter. Chulin she'oichalach. If you say what I eat of yours is chulin, if I say it's like the meat of a pig, because it's a davar aser, it's mutter. Kavod is kaychavim, like avodah zarah, even though it's aser bahana, still you can't be marfis in avodah zarah. Ka'irois levuvin, that's avodah zarah that you cannot be mevatel, or kinevelo sutreifos, whether it's you said it should be aser like a davar tamei, or kishkatim ramasim, or a davar tamei that is aser even bekaadasha, or like the chala of aroin, it's mutter. Okay. The Gemara made the following diak. Let's read again the Gemara. Taimad amar chulin sha'eichalach. The reason why it's mutter is because, this is on the bottom of your Gemara Beis, you said, chulin, that which I eat from yours. Ha amar la chulin sha'eichalach. But if you say, that which I eat from yours should not be chulin, mashma loy la chulin lahave ela carbon, which is mashma, it should not be chulin, but rather carbon, then it's aser. So that implies we say Mikla Lavata Shamehain. Mani Masnisan, who's the Mishnah like? E Reb Meir. If it's Reb Meir, Halasle Mikla Lavata Shamehain. If it's Reb Meir, he does not hold that from no you infer yes. Meaning it can't be Reb Meir. Reb Meir does not subscribe to Mikla Lavata Shamehain. So who is the Mishnah like? Vela Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yehuda. But Hainu Reisha, that we already had that on Daf Yud Amud Beis, that it says that Lachulin Sha'oichalach, it's Aser, like Rabbi Yehuda. Hainu Reisha, we already had that earlier. So the Gemara says, Aidi de Ketani kebesar chazir kavodis kechavim, once it already said that you can't be matfis bedavar ha'aser, Lachi ketani chulin. Therefore, it said chulin sha'eichalach. It didn't say chulin sha'eichalach to be medayek, that if you would have said la chulin, it would not work. But rather, it just said it gerara, agav orcha. Says the Ran, Ela Rabbi Hudahi, Hainu Reisha, Masnisin, the Pirka Kama, the mission of the first parak. The Tnan Lachulin Sha'eichalach, Kari Reisha. That's called the Reisha. So the Ran says something interesting here. The Ran says, Venira Be'enai, Dahachi Perusha. This is what the Gemara means to say. Bishlama Ikra Meir Matukma. Bishlama, if this Mishnah was going like Rameir, like Tikshilan Hain Reisha, we would never ask, oh, it's the Reisha, Mishum Dahidil Elokim Nakrab Yuda. Because what we said earlier is Rabbi Huda. V'hachi ketani, and what we said earlier was, Rabbi Huda oimer ha'oimer Yerushalayim. V'hacha sasa lantana dafilu rameir delesle meklal amat ha'shemehin v'ha moida. And here, this Mishnah could even go like Rameir, who does not subscribe to meklal amat ha'shemehin. Here he's moida. Mishum dekivan da'amar loy chulin. Since he said not chulin, al karchin karban havi. Meaning, maybe the earlier Mishnah would be only like Rabbi Huda, because maybe Rabbi Huda is the only one who subscribes to Meklal Avat HaShemayahein when it's some type of not such a clear Meklal Avat HaShemayahein. Let's say you say La. But if you would say Loi, then maybe even Reb Meir subscribes to it. Aval ka'amar ashas, but now what the Gemara is saying is loy efshaluk me alibai. You can't say this goes like Gemara. The kivin lesson meklav atashmehein, because he does not subscribe to meklav atashmehein afilu b'chi hai gavna. Even in such a scenario, Reb Meir would not even subscribe to an explicit meklav atashmehein. Even if you say loy chulin, he still would not subscribe to meklav atashmehein. Islan lamishri, he should matter it. So, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, we already had Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in Daf Yud. If it's Reb Meir, but Reb Meir does not subscribe under any circumstance to Meklal Avat HaShemehein. Says the Gemara. Ravina, so it's Aidi. Says the Ran, Aidi de Ketani kibasar chazir kolaymer, ha de Ketani chulin sha'ichalach lav legufe. It's not for the teaching itself, Itzrich. It's not to teach halacha that if you say chulin sha'ichalach, it's aser. V'lav ledayuka, it's not to be medayek that that if you say lekarbon, it would be aser. Ela agav gerara deshara pasach behachi. But rather, it's agav the other cases that are mentioned. Okay. The Gemara continues. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Hachi Katani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ve'elu mutarim kechulin. The following are mutar like chulin. That means mutar like chulin means you don't even need a hatara. And they are kibasar chazir. Ta'avoidas koichavim. Meaning the reason why it says chulin, it's pashut if you say that if it's chulin shaychalach, it's mutter. No, the reason why it says chulin here is so that you know that all the other cases, not only is the neder mutter, even now he's in a nachal, you don't need any hatara at all. So the Ran says, hachi katani, ve'elu mutarn kechulin kolaymer ka'oymer chulin shaychalach. Like if you say chulin shaychalach shehe mutter legamri, that it's completely mutter v'loy boy sheila, and you don't need a sheila at all. Frek the Gemara umi ikal asuke al daite hachi. I'm sorry. Vi loy tana chulin have amina boy sheila, and if we would not have said the case of chulin, you would have thought you do need a hatara. Umi ikal asuke al daite hachi. Would anybody really think this? Hamidiktani seifa. Ha'omer le'ishtai harei'ar alai ki'ima poitzchen lo'i pesach v'imakom acher. The fact that the seifa of the Mishnah said that if you tell your wife, you are like, you're usher to me like my mother. So the neder, even though it's not chal, you have to be poisech a pesach from elsewhere, but you need some form of hatara. So if in the seifa it says poitzchen lo'i pesach v'imakom acher, that implies in the reisha you do not need to be poisech pesach v'imakom acher, you don't need sheila at all. Meklal de reisha lo'i boi sheila. So don't say the reason why it said chulin in the Mishnah is to teach that you don't need sheila. It's pashut you don't need sheila, because only in the seifa where it mentions that poisech pesach v'imakom acher, only there you need sheila. But I never would have thought in the reisha you need sheila. Ela machvarta chulin memela nazba, but it's clear, like in the first answer, that it just said it. Agav orcha says, okay. So the Gemara continues. Minahani mili. From where do we know? The Mishnah says that if you say kibasar chazir ke avodas koychavim it's mutter, that you can't be madfis in a davar ha'asar, only in a davar hanader. Minahani mili. Where do we learn this from? Amar kra ish. Kiyidar neder lashem, ad sheyidar bedavar hanader. The pasuk says, a man who makes a vow to Hashem, ish kiyidar neder. From there we learn ad sheyidar bedavar hanader, until you make a neder with another davar hanader. So the Gemara says that's what I learned from sheyidar neder. Because if that's the case, we should include even a davar aser, because the next words are ihachi, afilu b'davar aser nami, even a davar aser, you should be able to make a neder. The haksiv, because the pasuk says, ish ki yidar neder, ish ki yidar neder lashem, oihi shava shvua lesar isar, al nafshai. So lesar isar should teach, even if you made a neder b'davar aser. Says Gemara, no, lesar isar teaches me something else. Lesar isar mi boile l'chadatanya. Lesar isar, I need it for that which we learned in the Braisa. Ezehu isar amar b'tara. What's the isar that's mentioned in the Torah? Because we learned earlier on, let's see where, on daf yud beis, on daf Yud Gimel, we learned earlier that how do I know you can make a neder? Let's say I say, I ask her this day, ki yom shemes bay aviv. So even though yom shemes bay aviv, you were the one who asked her that day. If you say zeh kazeh, it's aser. How do I know if you are matfis a neder in another entity or another day that you asked, and that first day that you asked was not aser to anyone else other than yourself? So it's not like you're matfisit in a karban. You were matfisit in something that only you were aser to. How do I know that's effective? So that I learned from ish ki yidar neder lashem. But I'm sorry, that I learned from le'esar isar. Okay. Ezehu isar amar batar. Fine. The Ran says, minahani mili dematfis b'davar asar loymit. So how do I know if I'm matfis in a davar asar, it's not asar? Amar kra ki yidar neder ad shidar b'davar another. Okay, so here's the Ran, classic Ran. The Ran breaks down the makshin and the tartzin. Nira be'inai dachi perushe. The sphere la shas, the supposition of shas is the ashma'ina, and it's coming to teach. Din matfis b'davar hanader mitzer loyt sarach kra. That the fact that you could do a hatfas on a davar anadar, that doesn't need a pasuk. To kivin the amr kikar ze alai aser, when I say this kikar is aser, have a neder. So you made a neder. I need a pasuk to say I could say davar ze alai kikarban, it's aser. So ki amar nami kikarban, aser kamar. If I say davar ze alai kikarban, I'm also making a neder. It's not worse than a yad, v'legar miyadais. I need a pasuk that you could be matfis b'davar another. If I could say davar zeh aser, and that's a neder, then of course I could say davar zeh kakarban. I mean, even if I'm not outright saying that it's that I'm making a neder, but it's at least a yad for a neder. So I don't need a pasuk that you could be matfis b'davar another. Elevadei kra. You know what the pasuk is teaching? Not that you could be matfis b'davar another, that you can't be in matfis b'davar ha'aser. Elavadei kra d'chiyidar neder lav l'davar another aser elamute davar aser. So that was the havamina of the Gemara. Ish kiyidar neder l'ashem. That it's coming to say you can only be matfis a davar on a davar another, from a davar another. But not that I need a pasuk for that, it's to exclude that you can't be matfis from a davar aser. Uparchinan, the Gemara asks, sihachi, if so, afilu b'davar aser nami, even b'davar aser. Why? Da'aksiv lesar isar, it says lesar isar, kolaymar, da'al karchach kolchad l'gufe yitzrich. Al karchach, each one is needed l'gufe. Meaning, you must have made a mistake. Maybe it's not pashuk. You could be matfis b'davar another. Lesser isar, Lindar Neder teaches you could be matfis b'davar another, and Lesser isar says you could be matfis b'davar asar. We don't need a pasuk that you could be matfis for on a davar another. Must be we were wrong. It must be you do need a pasuk. V'lav l'mu'ute, not to come to exclude the chihechidoi tesek adait in the matfis lo av a neder. It's so that you don't come to think that hatfasa doesn't work. So Kasav Rachman Hani Treikroi, the merciful one, wrote these two psukim, Lashmi Inan, to teach, b'matfis b'davar another, u'matfis b'davar aser, have a neder. That if you're matfis b'davar another, or you're matfis b'davar aser, it's a neder. V'cholchad minayu chayal, and each one is chal. Di'iloi, otherwise, lesser iser l'may mukmasle. What are we going to do with lesser iser? That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, no. Lesser Isser, I need to teach me that you could be matfis on a davar another, that I'm the only one who that original nether was usher to. Umifarkinon, the Gemara answers, Lesser Isser, misboy l'chidatani. Lesser Isser is needed for that which we learned in the Braisa, Ezehu Isser, kolaymar. Fikivan de'evshe lo'kmua, lahach drasha, since it's possible to establish for that drasha, so therefore we could go back and say our original supposition was correct, that lindar neder is to teach that you cannot be matfis bedavar asar. Lahachi mukmasla, that's what it's established for, mishum de svara, he it's a svara, de matfis bedavar asar, that if you're matfis bedavar asar, loy chayal, it's not chal. De bishlama bedavar anadar, Now here's the Ran of the century, because this is the Ran that we read on Sunday, which is a stira to the Ran in Shavuos. I highly recommend that. I think last week's was the most important Ian show we had so far on Nedarim. Really, really beautiful stuff. But we read this Ran, so you're going to get a good foundation now. What now? The Ran says, why could you be matfis bedavar hanadar and not bedavar haaser? It says very simple. I'll say it outside first. Because what am I saying? I said, I want to create an Isser Neder on this piece of meat. Just like that piece of pig, that piece of pig is not Usser through a Neder. It's the Torah Assered it. Your statement is meaningless. If I say, I want to Usser this piece like the piece of pig, that's a meaningless statement. The piece of pig, you didn't Usser. How could you say you want to Usser this like that? You didn't Usser that. But if you say, I want to Usser this like that other piece of meat that you Usser through another, that makes sense. Debishlama b'davar anadar matzilat fusei v'loimer b'kikar zeh. You could say, kikar zeh alai b'neder. This kikar is Usser to me in the neder. V'karben shenesa yidei neder. I think it should say kikarban, like a carbon that became asa through a nether. Avo kimatfis bedavra asr loy klumkamer. You said nothing. We say, I want this to be asr like a piece of pig. The only thing is, pal, you didn't asr pig. God asr the pig. The hichi lema kikar zer like besar chazir loy afsha. That's meaningless. The besar chazir asr rachmanav who loy asr, right? And we pointed out on Sunday, Rabbi Chanan asked that this is a stira to the Ran in Shavuos. The Ran says the reason why you can only be matfis bedavar anadar is because the way Hatfasa learns, it's hamshachas kedusha. You're continuing, you're drawing kedusha. So if the other item was a carbon, you're drawing from the iser carbon of the other item. But if the other item is besar chazir, there's no kedusha in a besar chazir. What exactly are you drawing? You're drawing iser, you can't draw iser. Neder is like a hekdesh. You could pull it. You could draw it. And the Gemara answers that I need it. I need lesser iser to teach, like we learned earlier. That what's the iser the Torah is talking about? If I say that Hare Olai Kiyom Zeh Kiyom Shemes by Abba says the Ran LaAshmina the Afa Gav the Toli Nidrei Beneder Shlein Eser Ella Loi Levada, even though you're hinging your neder on a neder that only was usher to him, Dahainu Yom Shemes by Aviv, that is the day that your father died. Chayol Nidra, the neder is Chal. The Ilav Haikra, had it not been for this pasuk, Hava Amina, I would have thought Ki Yidar Neder. Until you make a neder and something which is nadr legamri, sheneesar mikol, that it's usher to everyone, machmas oise neder. You would think you could only be matfis in a neder that's usher to everyone, not in a neder that's only usher to you. Kamashmal kra de lesser iser. Next sugya. One who says to his wife, you're usher to me like my mother. Which is just dumb. My personal advice is not to say that. But that's what the guy did. Ha'omer le'ishtai harei adolai ki'ima chulu uraminhi. Could ask a stira. Harei adolai kibasar ima. Right, so the Mishnah says, if somebody says, you are usher to me like my mother, so poison lo'i pesach abimakam acher. The nether seems to be chal somewhat. And you can't just indiscriminately matter, you need to come up with a heter mimakar macher. Okay? So, says the Gemara, Raminu asked Kastira, we learned in a braisa, Hare adolai kibasar ima. If you say to your wife, you're also to me like the flesh of my mother, kibasar achay, like the flesh of my sister, ka'arla, like arla. Uka klei hakerem, and like klayim, lo yamar klom. You said nothing. So you see, it's not chal at all. You don't even have to be poisech pesach mimakom acher. Amar Abaye said, "Lo yomar klomid oiraisa." Now, really, the neder is meaningless midaraisa. Why is it meaningless? Because you're a matfis bedavar ha'asr. Your mother is asr to you just as an isr taira. Your sister is asr to you as an isr taira. So midaraisa, the neder is not chal. But v'tzarach she'ela midrabanon. Midrabanon, you need hatara. That's Abayi's answer. Abayi's answer is the neder is not chal midaraisa, it's only chal midrabanon. Rava Amar. Rava says, look, it's not even chal midrabanan. When the Braisa says, lo yam raklum, in other words, we have a problem. The Mishnah says you need hatara. The Braisa says, lo yam raklum. So Abayi said, lo yam raklum, you need hatara midrabanan, lo yam raklum midoy raisa. Rava doesn't buy that. If it says lo yam raklum, it means it's nothing, even on a rabbinic level. So what does Rava say? Rav Amar, haba tamidei chachamim, haba ama aretz. Really, it's not even chala on a rabbinic level. The Mishnah says you need hatara. It's talking about an ama aretz. Why an ama aretz? Because in this case, look, you are matfis bedavar ha'asar. Everybody knows that fasa bedavar ha'asar is nothing. Even ama aretz know that. If an ama aretz says kikar zeh asar kibasar chazir, it's meaningless. You don't even need, even an Amaras doesn't need Hatara. But when he's dealing with his wife, where it's very common for one spouse to just blurt out some kind of, oh yeah, but you're usher to me. So then an Amaras, even though by a davar usher, you don't need any Hatara, but we have to protect the indiscriminate nadara making, and therefore an Amaras needs Hatara. And the Gemara is going to bring a raya that Amei Aretz are treated differently from a different case where there, across the board, an Amei Aretz will always need Hatara, even not by a wife, because in this case, it's not so pashut that the neder is not chal. And the raya, Vahatanya, we learned in a braisa, usually Vahatanya is a question. Here, Vahatanya is a proof. It's what we call benichusa. Vahatanya, we learned in a braisa. Hanoider b'toira lo yamar klum. If you make a neder by the Torah, you didn't say anything. Now, why not? Even though you didn't say anything, you still need a shelas chacham. Tamar chacham doesn't need a shela. Because really, it's a davar ha'asr. But it's a very subtle davar ha'asr. And therefore, Amaretz will always need she'ela. Let's just see the final ran. Since it says lo yamar klum, like we pointed out, Rava holds masha she'en tzach she'ela klal v'afil midrabanan. It's mashma, you don't need she'ela at all, even midrabanan. It's going on a tamen chacham v'ayri b'tamen chacham. V'hatanya, we learned in the rest, v'nichusa kolayim radiyaf agav d'tzarch she'ela l'amaretz, even though you need a she'ela for amaretz, tani lo yamar klum, it said lo yamar klum, kimen d'tamar chacham ein tzarch she'ela. Okay, we'll hold over here. Tomorrow, be'ezus Hashem, we hope regular time, 9:15. Okay, everyone, have a great night. Bracha v'atzacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.